Holy shit, a dark money group hidden behind a bunch of shell companies is paying influencers thousands per post to attack Kat Abigazela on social media a month before election. Thousands per post! All right, chat, hold on 1 second. Let me switch over to my main Twitter account. I have some stuff I want to get off my chest that I've been cooking up for a long time. Yeah, she has always given me kind of an anti-Semitic vibe now that I think about it. I don't know. Kind of a disgrace to the left. Well, it means they're terrified of her. Is there really a way to tell how the dust might settle from a collapse of global trade like you were describing? No, I don't think anyone can really predict that. The global economy is so insanely complicated. You can make like broad predictions, but in terms of like specifically how the chips are going to fall, I have no clue. I don't think anyone really does. It'll be really bad though. I think a lot of people can't really appreciate, I can't, by the way, like I'm not saying you can't, but I can't also, what a real global economic collapse might look like. Like, we're talking ships left abandoned in harbors, you know? We're talking trucks full of inventory just left in depots because the trucking companies have gone under because it's not profitable for them to do their runs anymore. We're talking like massive amount of food just rotting in silos because no one's taking it anymore. Fuel rations, hasty laws passed by Congress in an effort to subsidize the price of fuel for certain groups like trucking companies or ships. I mean, just potentially really, really bad stuff, you know? Rice and beans, perhaps? Yeah, maybe. We've seen stuff like this before. I think it would probably feel a lot like the collapse of the Soviet Union or the collapse of the Russian Empire in the sense that it would not be big and spectacular and violent, but more of like a financial and political concession to the times. And then everything just gets worse everywhere all at once. But everyone just, you have to keep going to work. If you still have a job, you know, it just keeps on going. You aren't going to look at the Kat Abigazela thing. I guess I just already assumed that every progressive online is being attacked by Israel. Maybe I'm too cynical. Okay, what's going on here? Dark Money Group offers influencers $1,500 for posts attacking Chicago Democratic primary candidate. A week out from the crowded and contentious Democratic primary in Illinois' 9th Congressional District, Amanda informed an online influencer in Florida received an email with an offer, one negative post about Kat Abigazela on Instagram and TikTok for $1,500. Damn. The request, which came from a secretive political org called Democracy Unmuted, hilarious, was forwarded to her by Matt Anthes, founder of Advocators, a digital marketing agency focused on politics and advocacy through micro-influencers. Nice. Goddamn. Zionazi shit? Yep. Democracy Unmuted's website only registered 2 weeks ago. This has Mossad written all over it. Democracy Unmuted explained that it wanted creators to, quote, engage voters and also encourage them, quote, to look past viral personalities and ask real questions about who is running and why. The suggested talking points were all focused on Kat Abigazela, the youngest candidate, former journalist, the left-leaning website Media Matters, asked for comment about Democracy Unmuted's attack campaign on Friday. Abigazela shared a statement with MS Now calling the material, quote, filled with false and defamatory claims about Kat's background and campaign. Nice, nice, nice. Kat has a video up about this in her YouTube channel. Sure. Yeah, this is important. We'll get back to Iran stuff in a sec, but this is very important. How do you figure we're going to beat back the Epstein class if all of our local races get bought out like this?
Do you ever get the feeling that shady organizations are paying people thousands of dollars to post incessantly about how much they hate you? Well, that's happening to me right now. My name is Kat Abigazela. I am a researcher and journalist running for Congress in the 9th District of Illinois. And 4 days before my election, I've learned that I have been the target of a well-funded smear campaign across social media for the last month. And while we know some of the organizations and people behind...
Black Eye? Do you think somebody got paid $3,000 to give her that?
It, we still don't know who's funding it. So here's the story. Yesterday, our campaign was alerted to a dark money group offering influencers thousands of dollars to post negative comments in videos, not about my policies or about my career, but about myself, my friends, and my family. And all of this coincidentally comes as polls show me statistically tied for first place, with our momentum growing by the day. Huh. The group is called Unmute Democracy, and almost everything about it is secret. The website was registered within the last month, and its registration has been hidden from the public. A creator was offered $1,500 from Unmute Democracy for just one Instagram post to, and I'm not making this up, attack how we use our campaign office as a mutual aid hub. Sound gross? It gets worse. The group isn't revealing their funding sources publicly.
We're going to get way more of this stuff. So obviously this is Israel shit. Every time there is like mysterious dark money that is being used in a desperate effort to stop progressives from getting power within the Democratic Party, you can blame them. You don't need evidence. It's fine. You can just say it. It's fine. But as the sort of endless campaign of war and rape that Israel fights for grows increasingly unpopular in the Democratic Party, they're going to have to keep attacking people over these wedge issues. You know, they're going to have to keep making these insane, like, because they can't admit why they're mad at Kat, right? They have to go to some, you know, some adjacent attack. So what is this? You're paying people to attack her for her using her campaign funds for mutual aid? What are you talking about? Who the f- cares? What are you talking about?
But even behind closed doors, they won't disclose it to the creators they're trying to pay. When asked, the contact for Unmute Democracy, Matt Anthes, said this. I can't disclose the funders behind it, but I'll tell you this. I am a big Democrat, and the funders are people you would appreciate and be proud of. Maybe you can read between the lines here. Individuals from the Illinois area who have served in the highest offices and been at the top of their game in the media.
Are they JQing themselves? What the f*** are they talking? Read between the lines. You know, we're the local elites. We're the guys on top of the political game and media. What are you doing? What the f***?
First Obama. Off, weird. But also, if you're so proud of them, say their names. Anthes also said that payouts would come from the Upstart Factory, which is executing this campaign. Now, Upstart Factory is, something. According to their website, our unique blueprint helps founders navigate the startup landscape effortlessly, leveraging AI to create unparalleled efficiencies. I don't know what that means. The Upstart Factory is based in DC, but it has satellite offices in New York, Denver, and Tel Aviv, not Chicago. And once again, we don't know where this money is coming from. And that's a problem. This group isn't registered with the FEC as anything. So it's not just hidden money. It also doesn't appear to be legal. Creators who were hired to make these smear videos were told to repeat My District IL9 to reach the right audience, as well as Evanston, Glenview, Skokie, and Rogers Park. Those videos were then reviewed by this secretive group and posted on the creators' personal accounts without any disclaimer. Don't forget to maintain authenticity, everyone. So just to reiterate, Democracy Unmuted is running a campaign by the Upstart Factory, which is paid for by anonymous...
These people have been all over Hassan's chat all week. What do you mean, these people? People being funded by this or whatever? Hassan attacked Kat Abagazela for a stupid reason, but I don't think it had anything to do with this. I think that was just standard, appeal to campus teenagers on Twitter nonsense from him. I don't think that had anything to do with this. When Nina Turner blamed Israel for that loss, you covered it and chastised her for saying what you just said. Okay, I don't think you should say it because it comes across as ungraceful, I think. Graceless, if you are the candidate, even if it's true. You can blame Israel for everything. Stub your toe, blame Israel. I do think if you're running and you lose, though, it does make you look bad because the American people might not quite be on board for the level of negative polarization against Israel that I and you have experienced. Also, Nina Turner has a lot of other problems.
Funders from the Illinois
saying all dark money's from Israel is kind of low-key dog whistling. Dog, listen, when we are not being besieged by a non-stop AIPAC campaign to disempower every progressive Democrat, then we can talk about it. Okay, I'm sorry, but like, Israel is the wedge that's being used to nullify democracy in the United States. It's not literally from Israel, but it's over Israel. That's the wedge issue, right? Like a lot of people who work for AIPAC are American Christians, right? It's not necessarily from Israel, though it often is, but that is the wedge, right?
Area and the highest offices with an untold amount of money that isn't publicly declared. And it's that way on purpose. The law still hasn't caught up to our culture or technology. This is basically a way to work around political dark money or independent expenditures. Basically, untraceable amounts of money that are used to sway our elections by special interest groups like AIPAC.
It's pronounced Abagazela. Oh, Abagazela? Abagazela, is it? Oh, that's a little bit harder for me to say, but okay. Abagazela.
And this is something AIPAC does as well. In fact, they've already done it in our...
She literally said at the start of the video... What's the universal gesture for in one ear, out the other?
Operating under the names Chicago Progressive Partnership and Elect Chicago Women, AIPAC has been pouring millions of dollars against myself and other progressive candidates across the state. And they use those names because they don't sound scary. I mean, who doesn't want to elect a Chicago woman? Who doesn't want to partner with Chicago progressives? And do you really want to mute democracy? But by law, these expenditures are not supposed to coordinate with campaigns. So who is funding this? And who is leading it? And I also want to be clear, this is not a dig at creators or influencers.
Sorry, this appeared on my feed literally as we were... No, Israeli billionaire Shlomo Kramer.
It's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it, and quickly before it's too late.
What do you mean?
It is a cumtown bit.
We need to control the platforms, all the social platforms. We need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves online, and take control over what they are saying based on that ranking.
The government should control the social media.
Influencers for getting paid for their work, but they at least deserve to know who's paying them and why. And these undisclosed donors shouldn't be.
If there was no Nick Mullen, the universe would create him.
Allowed to purposely deceive creators who are trying to inform their audience under the guise of unmuting democracy. We don't know the scale of all of this, but we do know how covert influence operations, whatever form they take, whether it's foreign governments or Fox News, how those impact our reality and our democracy. These expensive astroturfing campaigns have caused Americans to distrust their neighbors, to blame each other rather than the billionaires manipulating us. It's the worst part of our politics. And it's also what I used to cover for a living. I spent my career before running for Congress trying to stop these very same smear campaigns, documenting and speaking out against the powerful liars that use immigrants, trans people, and other persecuted groups as scapegoats for their own greed. And when I'm in Congress, I can put a stop to them by identifying and cutting off the big money behind these lies. But the good news is that...
God bless Kat. I really hope she wins. It's very close, by the way. Isn't there another progressive candidate who would need to drop out? Like, she's so close to being the front runner.
This time, this shell pack was sloppy. I mean, first off, you're going to target a journalist that covers the far right and conspiracy theories and not expect me to find out, but they also can't even spell my name right. Just truly sloppy work. But while I think that everyone, including myself, is deserving of criticism, this really does put the last month of very specific and aligned attacks into perspective. It has been a month of coordinated campaigns, not so coincidentally spewing AIPAC talking points to frame me as a conservative, to spread unfounded lies about my life, and to straight up slander my family, my friends, and myself. But why attack me now? Well, it's because there are 4 days left in my campaign and my opponents are scared. I'm statistically tied for first place. I have massive momentum in the polls and on the streets, and they don't know what to do. These people have spent months writing me off as some dumb bimbo who is trying to canvas my personal brand by handing out tampons and backpacks at our campaign office and getting federally indicted for standing up to ICE in our community. And the truth is, this is uncharted territory. They are trying this for the first time, and if they get away with it now, we are just at the start of primary season.
I don't know who
Special
that is.
Special interest
so
groups
goat.
Across the country are going to try this type of covert influence campaign to progressives everywhere. So if it's still not making sense, I'll leave you with this.
I honestly think the Israeli influence ops are so stupid and inept and obvious that they're backfiring. Yeah, which is why they have to make like new packs and hide their money everywhere and go after like tangential issues for sure. Yeah, no, I mean it's a real issue. There is a very deliberate effort to keep people like Kat and ourselves from influencing the Democratic Party, because Israel knows, and people who support Israel, American evangelicals, whatever else, that wing of people, they know that once you go anti-Israel, you're not coming back, right? Like, this is such an obvious moral issue. Once the American people are galvanized appropriately on it, you're not getting back that support. It's not happening.
Just some stupid social media influencer who's only been campaigning to increase my personal brand.
That's me.
Not because I want to end this administration's corruption. Not because I want to prosecute and abolish ICE. Not because I want to end genocides everywhere. Then why are secretive shell groups in AIPAC spending so much energy and money trying to stop me? I'll tell you why. It's because they know when I get to Congress, I can and will stop them.
God bless. I really hope she wins. It's not guaranteed by any means, but I really hope she wins. That's a tough race, and I'm really rooting for her. You should vote for sure for her. Yeah, weirdly, she's very supported by men, but women go towards BIS. I don't know. A lot of like weird polarization there. I don't know why that is. 37% of the gender non-binary vote to Kat Abu-Ghazaleh. It's 26% to Justin Ford. That's very disproportional. I don't know. Very strange stuff. Most women voted for Cuomo too. Yes, his sexual magnetism won them over.